Nolte, From Trayvon to Russiagate, No Media Reckoning, Only Denial, and Tragedy. By John Nolte on March 25, 2019. CNN's Brian Stelter opened his Sunday show arguing the media did nothing wrong in its coverage of the Russia collusion hoax. So now we know how the media will react to this latest disgrace. With denial, total and complete denial. And a gander at the media's horror show of the rap sheet over the last 5 or so years helps to explain why denial is their only option at this point. Trayvon Martin murdered by racist white man. Michael Brown yelled "Hands up, don't shoot!" before racist cop murdered him. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. Trump ordered his attorney to lie. The racist white boys from Covington High School. Trump can't defeat Hillary. Trump is a Russian Manchurian candidate. That list makes Rathergate look quaint. In 2004, Rathergate was the biggest media scandal of the modern era. What distinguishes it from the scandals of last 5 years, though, is that Rathergate was the responsibility of one dishonest man, then CBS Evening News anchor Dan Rather. And, most importantly, there were actual consequences after the hoax was exposed. On top of a total retraction from CBS, Rather and his merry team of left-wing partisans lost their jobs. This might be hard to believe when looking at today's media landscape. But in 2004 the media industry was still concerned with its integrity and therefore desperate to distance itself from Dan Rather's dishonor. For days the media actually treated Rathergate like the massive scandal it was. In other words, there was a reckoning. Now take another look at the list above and what you will see are 7 massive scandals that are not the fault of one man or even a single news outlet. Each and every one of those hoaxes was a deliberate fraud created by and spread by the entire establishment media. Yep, they are all in on it now. Worse still, on top of coordinating and colluding amongst themselves, to keep the fire lit under these malevolent hoaxes, the media have stooped to inventing sources, spreading fake news, and even the fabrication of evidence. And when they are all in on it, when they are all tainted with the corruption of a mafia-esque industry driven only by partisanship, hate, and peer pressure, once one of their hoaxes is exposed there can be no accountability. No reckoning, only omerta, only denial, and the doubling down that comes with denial. This, even though the consequence of that double down always, always, always results in a real-world tragedy. We'll start at the beginning. After real evidence, eyewitnesses, and a jury proved Zimmerman acted in self-defense, there was no self-reflection in the media. Only a tragic double down in the city of Ferguson. Desperate to shake off the Trayvon disaster, the media spread the hoax that Michael Brown, a black man, surrendered to law enforcement with the words "Hands up, don't shoot," and was still murdered in cold blood by a racist, white cop. This was a lie. Science and forensics proved the shooting was in self-defense, that Brown attacked the officer and tried to grab his service weapon. The result of this double down was beyond tragic. The predominantly black, working-class population of Ferguson watched their city burn for days due to race riots ginned up and inflamed by a media desperate for that exact outcome. Fast forward to last year when the media attempted to derail Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, as a serial rapist. When facts and evidence, some of it deliberately covered up by NBC News, proved this was all a hoax, the media tried to turn the page with another hoax. BuzzFeed's ludicrous on-its-face story about special counsel Robert Mueller being in possession of documents that prove Trump obstructed justice. After Mueller himself debunked BuzzFeed's lie, a desperate, unnerved, humiliated, and therefore dangerous media was looking for anything to grab hold of when it found the neck of a child, high school junior Nick Sandman. To shake off the horror of their personal hero and savior Mueller exposing them as liars, the media spent an entire weekend smearing Sandman and the rest of his innocent peers as racist villains who taunted and bullied an American Indian Vietnam veteran. None of it was true. Video of the entire event proves these Christian, pro-life, Trump-supporting boys acted beyond admirably as they were taunted and bullied by black nationalists and that same American Indian, who, by the way, has never been to Vietnam. Which brings us to this latest tragedy. After the media spent all of 2016 looking to ensure Trump's defeat by pretending his loss to Hillary was a foregone conclusion, once again the industry's denial turned venomous and destructive, this time by way of the Russia collusion hoax. You see, Trump colluding with Russia to steal the presidency would vindicate the media's disastrous election coverage. It proves Hillary really did win. And so, the stelter-esque denials will continue. Even though those denials can only result in further damage to an industry with its reputation, credibility, and moral authority already in tatters. But like the gangsters they really are, the media have no choice. If they are to survive, it can only be through denial, through omerta. The sad fact is that the only audience the media have left are the left-wing loons and conspiracy theorists addicted to these hoaxes and the false hope that comes with them. Just from a business standpoint, if the establishment media are going to survive, they must hold on to what is left of their base of support. A base made up almost entirely of customers who are themselves in desperate need of denial. Even if the media had the moral courage and integrity to prick that denial through the honesty and self-reflection that comes with a healthy reckoning, their pathetic base of hoax addicts will go elsewhere, and then the financial bottom falls out. These lying, indecent, un-American gangsters have trapped themselves in their own vicious circle. And now it's a swirl that's taken their credibility and ability to sway public opinion right down the toilet drain. This is a good thing, a great thing.